Bush vetoes budget. Takeout bill returns to Congress. 3rd of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Washington, D.C. In a turn of events that disappointed members of Congress, Bush has vetoed the most recent budget proposal, a provision to provide lunches in the Capitol Building cafeteria. The lunches are free for all members of the House, Senate, Supreme Court, and Presidential Cabinet. It has been a major sticking point of the last election cycle and figures to be one of the major legacies of Bush's career, namely the fact that he seems to favor Chinese food. An obviously hungry Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, said, quote, "This is reckless and irresponsible behavior. How are we supposed to proceed without a lunch plan? It's time this president woke up and realized there's a new Congress in town and we're not going to stand for this kind of behavior," unquote. The problem, it appears, is that Congress's bill had a provision demanding that Bush order something other than Chinese for June. While it is still allowed that Bush can order Chinese as much as he'd like this month, it provides a new restriction on the executive branch, specifically the ability to choose what the three branches will be eating for lunch. That was one of the many powers Bush was given under the golden years of Bush's presidency when Republicans controlled all three of the major branches of the government. A visibly famished Bill Richardson, a Democrat from New Mexico, said, quote, "For God's sake, I love Mugu Gai Pan as much as the next guy, but can't we just order a pizza now and then? Maybe a hamburger or something. Man cannot live on fried rice alone," unquote. Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says, quote, "Look, I don't care how many tacos that guy wants. He's just going to have to live with the fact that Bush and his staff have a craving for egg rolls that won't go away. I've been enjoying the Peking duck this week. Last week I ate wontons, and next week I'll probably enjoy the crab rangoon. I don't see what the big deal here is," unquote. But many Democrats insist that there is a big deal. A skeletal Democratic senator from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy, said, quote, "If I see another piece of sweet and sour chicken, I swear to God I'm going to puke," unquote. Then, to prove his point, he turned around and vomited on the floor of the Senate. Afterwards, he said, quote, "Ugh, just thinking about it is revolting. No, I'm not going to clean it up. This is Bush's mess, and it's his responsibility to get us out of it," unquote. He then sat in his seat, which happened to be right where he'd been standing while talking to me. Quote, "I'm afraid it appears we're all still going to have to live with his failure as president for the next year and a half, but the least we could do is get some decent food around here," unquote. Bush's press secretary would not comment on the veto, noting only that Bush, quote, "likes Chinese," unquote, and that Congress should lighten up. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.